Chapter 2, What Veteran Isolation Looks Like. A Day in the Life of an Isolated Veteran. Real World Examples. To truly understand veteran isolation, it helps to step into the daily life of a veteran who has withdrawn from society. The picture is often the same. A veteran, once highly disciplined and engaged in a structured military environment, now finds themselves alone, detached from family, friends, and the civilian world around them. Imagine a former Marine named Jake, who served multiple tours overseas. When he first left the military, he tried to reintegrate, attending family functions, applying for jobs, and attempting to engage in small talk with civilians. However, he quickly realized that he didn't fit in. His friends had moved on with their lives, getting married, advancing in their careers, and building social circles that no longer included him. Conversations felt trivial, work environments seemed inefficient, and his patience for what he saw as civilian nonsense wore thin. Jake now wakes up every morning to an empty, silent house. He doesn't have work to go to. He quit his job after too many frustrating interactions with coworkers who, in his view, lacked work ethic and discipline. His days blend into one another. He spends hours watching television, playing video games, or mindlessly scrolling through his phone. If Jake needs groceries, he waits until late at night when the store is mostly empty. If his family invites him over, he comes up with excuses. "I'm too tired. I don't feel well." Or simply ignores the invitation altogether. If his phone rings, he stares at the screen but doesn't answer. His once close friendships have dwindled, and those who still try to reach out to him are met with silence. He doesn't want to be this way, but at the same time, he doesn't see a way out. The world he knew, the structured, disciplined, and mission-driven military environment, is gone. He no longer has a purpose, no longer has a team, and no longer has a reason to engage. Jake is not an exception. He is one of millions of veterans who experience isolation after leaving the military. The withdrawal can be gradual, starting with small choices, declining an invitation here, skipping a social gathering there, until eventually, isolation becomes a way of life. Physical withdrawal, avoiding social situations, family gatherings, and public places. One of the first signs of veteran isolation is physical withdrawal. This isn't just about being alone. It's about making the conscious decision to avoid people, places, and situations that might trigger discomfort, frustration, or anxiety. Avoiding social situations. Veterans often struggle with social settings for multiple reasons. They feel disconnected from the conversations happening around them. They struggle with large crowds or noisy environments, especially if they have PTSD. They don't see the point in small talk or engaging with people they can't relate to. They lack patience for what they perceive as trivial concerns. For example, David, a former Army infantryman, used to be the life of the party. He thrived in group settings, cracking jokes and building deep bonds with his fellow soldiers. But after leaving the military, he found himself exhausted by social interactions. Civilian conversations annoyed him. Small talk felt meaningless. The idea of going to a bar, a wedding, or a family function filled him with dread. Over time, he started making excuses until people stopped inviting him altogether. Avoiding family gatherings. Veterans often have complicated relationships with their families after service. While family members may mean well, they often don't know how to relate to a veteran's experience. Questions like, "So, did you see any action?" or "Are you okay?" can feel intrusive or condescending. For Sarah, a former Air Force mechanic, family gatherings were once a source of joy. But after her service, they became overwhelming. Conversations felt forced. She hated the questions about her time in the military. She didn't know how to explain why she felt different, so she stopped attending altogether. When her mom asked why she never visited anymore, she simply said, "I've been busy." But the truth was, it was just easier to stay home. Avoiding public places. Many veterans develop a deep discomfort in public spaces. Supermarkets, malls, crowded restaurants. These places can feel overwhelming, even threatening. Some of this stems from combat training and PTSD. In the military, service members are trained to be hypervigilant, constantly assessing threats and maintaining situational awareness. In public spaces, this heightened alertness doesn't just turn off. It makes everyday activities stressful and exhausting. For example, John, a former Navy corpsman, hates going to the grocery store. The bright lights, the crowds, the noise. It all feels too much. He finds himself scanning for exits, feeling uneasy if someone walks too close to him, and getting irritated with people who seem to be in his way. Instead of dealing with the discomfort, he just stops going. He orders everything online or survives on whatever food he has left in his house. Avoidance starts with public places, but can quickly expand into total isolation, where veterans no longer leave their homes unless absolutely necessary. Emotional withdrawal. Losing interest in friendships, relationships, and community activities. Beyond physical withdrawal, veterans often experience emotional withdrawal, where they lose interest in relationships, friendships, and the activities they once enjoyed. Losing interest in friendships. Friendships require effort, communication, and emotional investment. For isolated veterans, maintaining friendships feels like too much work. Veterans often lose touch with their civilian friends because they no longer feel they have anything in common. Conversations about weekend plans, TV shows, or work gossip seem pointless compared to the life or death experiences they've had. Even fellow veterans can be pushed away. While veteran service organizations like the VFW or American Legion exist to help, many veterans avoid these groups, thinking, "I don't want to sit around talking about the past." Struggling to maintain relationships. For many veterans, romantic relationships become strained or fail entirely. Spouses or partners struggle to understand why the veteran won't open up, why they avoid social settings, or why they seem emotionally distant. For Mike, a former Army medic, his marriage started crumbling after he left the military. His wife wanted to go on date nights, attend social gatherings, and visit family. But Mike just wanted to be left alone. Over time, his emotional distance became too much, and his wife left, citing, "I feel like I'm married to a ghost." Disengaging from the community. Once veterans begin to pull away from social obligations, they also stop engaging in their communities. They skip church, volunteer opportunities, or neighborhood events. They stop attending veteran support groups, thinking, "What's the point?" They lose interest in hobbies, even those they once loved. Eventually, their world becomes very small, consisting of only themselves, their home, and whatever distractions they use to pass the time. Breaking the cycle of isolation. Veteran isolation is a self-reinforcing cycle. The more veterans withdraw, the harder it becomes to re-engage. Each skipped event, each ignored phone call, and each avoided social interaction makes the world feel even more distant. The key to breaking free isn't necessarily about jumping back into social life all at once. It's about taking small, intentional steps, rebuilding relationships, finding purpose, and reconnecting with the world takes time, but it is possible. In the next chapter, we will explore why this isolation happens, the psychological and social factors that make veterans feel so different from civilians. Understanding these causes is the first step in finding real solutions. Veterans don't have to be alone. There is a way forward.